KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Community leaders in Shellcross in the south of Durban have urged the provincial government to address service delivery issues first before considering building new homes there. The KZN Department of Human Settlement is planning to build houses for the victims of the April 2022 floods on state land in the area. The project is expected to start soon, but it's being blocked by some residents who say there hasn't been proper or enough consultation. Marcus Richards is one of the community leaders who met with Human Settlements officials at one of the plots today.
The objections is based on one very simple fact, is that we need an urgent upgrade to the current infrastructure in Shellcross, which basically is roads, light, verges, the schools, more policing, better clinics, more access to state ambulances. So all we are saying is we're not objecting to house. We're saying fix what is broken first before you pour money into doing something that is not actually needed right now in the community.
The department earlier said officials were told to leave the area after arriving for a meeting today. Richards has refuted the claims that the meeting was interrupted.
So this morning we had engaged with them. The meeting all ended at 20 past 10. Mr. Sibia and I shook hands. We all parted. The residents parted immediately. There were some intermittent gunshots in the area, which we fully understand. It's a known drug area and these guys do that at regular intervals. This was confirmed by three other female residents in front of Mr. Sibia to say that this happens all the time. And further to that, the MEC was not present at the meeting this morning. I engaged with Sibia, said not to worry. It's nothing for you to be worried about.
Nearly 290 illegal guns were removed from KZN's streets last month. This is according to the SAPS, which carried out several operations in the province. It says 13 of the firearms were rifles. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nitsiunda says officers also seized over 5,000 rounds of ammunition while arresting over 11,000 suspects for various crimes.
Firearms remain the weapon of choice which criminals use in the commission of murder, attempted murder and armed robbery crimes. During the operations, 151 suspects were arrested for murder, 159 suspects were arrested for attempted murder, and 213 suspects were named for robbery, such as robbery with aggravating circumstances, carjacking, cash in transit robbery, house and business robberies.
Jocelyn Smith's mother and her two co-accused have pleaded not guilty to kidnapping and human trafficking. The Cape West Coast girl was six when she disappeared from her home a year ago. The trial of Kelly Smith, her boyfriend Jacqueline Apollis, and their friend Stefano van Rijn began in the High Court sitting in Saldanha Bay today. Jocelyn's grandmother, Loretta Yon, was also at court. She told reporters they hope Smith will speak up and tell them where her daughter is. And the UK's Royal Society of Top Scientists is debating a call to expel Elon Musk from the prestigious institute. It was founded in 1660 and describes itself as a fellowship of many of the world's most eminent scientists. Past members have included Albert Einstein and Isaac Newton, as well as Charles Darwin. Nobel Prize winners are among more than 3,000 people who've signed an open letter published last month arguing that Musk has broken the society's code of conduct by promoting what they're calling unfounded conspiracy theories. Durban and Pietermaritzburg 29 tomorrow, Richards Bay 32.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Heinrich Klaassen not concerned that he's only played one ODI against New Zealand ahead of their semi-final in the Champions Trophy. Benny McCarthy's been announced as the new head coach of the Kenyan national men's football team. And Marc Marquez wins the first MotoGP race in Thailand this past weekend.
What did you say about Ulentoza?
Benny.
Benny, yeah.
Kenya.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's off to Kenya.
Hey, Shibobo.